a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. The South Dakota Senate will now come to order. And leading us in prayer today is Pastor John Fetty. And our page leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance to our nation's flag is Anna Stamba.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you who give us life today, we thank you, Lord, for the wisdom you've given us in the past and the abilities. But, Lord, we're thankful that when we come to you, we can have it new every time we need it. So, Father, we ask for it today to conduct the affairs of the state of South Dakota. We ask that you be with our military and guide them and direct them, keep them safe. We are thankful for the life of this young man who was spared from Pierre, Lord, in Afghanistan this past week. And, Lord, we look forward to the results of our prayers. For this I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Secretary, will call the roll, please.
Adelstein,
here.
Bogalka, Bradford, Brown, Buell, Ewing, Frerichs, Heineman, Holine, Hunhoff, Jensen, Johnston, Jones, Kirkaby, Krebs, Lederman, Lucas, Maher, Monroe, Norstrup, Olson, Umdahl, Otten, Peters, Rampelberg, Rabe, Roden, Soholt, Sutton, Tiedemann, Thiessen, Van Gerpen, Valley, Welke, White.
Quorum present, Mr. President.
Thank you. Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has under consideration the Senate Journal of the first day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Senator Corey Brown, Chair.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. So adopted. Ladies and gentlemen, Senator Rave has with him, that will be passed out right now, if you desire to put on a wristband for Conrad Adam. Conrad had diagnosed with cancer sarcoma of his left thigh and was amputated, a star basketball player, family here in Pierre, but being recognized all through the state. He was actually at the Outland event. He's getting care down in Houston, and there's just been a state outpouring for Conrad. He keeps track of this on his Facebook and Caring Bridges. He's getting treatment now for sarcoma and staying on top of it. But to rally for him and all of those that have these diseases, we've got these wristbands. Senator Rave, anything else? Okay. Okay. So we'll hand those out, and thank you for doing that, sir. And also, on behalf of all the senators here and the members of the House of Representatives, as all of you know, the people listening, we have physicians that volunteer their time so that they could be our doctor of the day. And from Yankton, South Dakota, we have with us today Dr. Lars Onning as our doctor of the day. Thank you, doctor. Executive communications, please, Madam Secretary.
Dear Mr. President and members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Article 4, Section 9 of the Constitution, and subject to your consent, I am honored to inform you I have appointed Larry Zimmerman, Pennington County, Rapid City, South Dakota, to the position of Secretary of the Department of Veterans Affairs. This appointment is effective January 8, 2013. Sincerely, Dennis Dugard.
This is subject to advice and consent of the Senate and will be referred accordingly to the President pro tem for scheduling of that hearing. I'm sorry, State Affairs. Reports of joint select committees, we have the reports. We'll insert them in the journal. Unless there's an objection, we'll waive the reading. Reading is waived.
How many Senate bills do we have?
There's no
Okay, are you ready? Are we doing that now?
We have the first reading of Senate bills. How this procedure works for those who are in the gallery and listening online is before computers were here, we had our Constitution, and so that these bills would be heard by everybody, their titles needed to be read with their numbers and then had to be read in open session as to where they're assigned. We have it computerized now, so everyone will know that they're filed and put in various areas, and then the President pro tem has assigned them to various committees. So it'll look strange here. All of our four team members up front will be reading at the same time, but it's an efficiency mechanism. First reading of the Senate bills. You're up.
Senate Bill number 2, for an act entitled An Act to Provide for Funding for Unresolved Surface Depredation Caused by Oil and Gas Exploration and to Make an Appropriation, therefore. Senate Bill 8, an act to authorize the South Dakota Building Authority and the Board of Regents to finance, design, construct, furnish, and equip a sports performance enhancement facility arena and a new outdoor track and soccer complex at the University of South Dakota and make appropriation, therefore. Senate Bill 9, an act to authorize the Board of Regents to accept the donation of land from the University of South Dakota Foundation for the use and benefit of the University of South Dakota. Senate Bill number 10, for an act entitled An Act to Authorize the Board of Regents to Contract for the Construction of Swine Teaching and Research Facilities at South Dakota State University and to make an appropriation therefore. Senate Bill number 11, an act to authorize the Board of Regents to contract for the construction of an indoor practice and human performance facility on the campus of South Dakota State University and to make an appropriation therefore. Senate Bill number 17, an act to make an appropriation from the Coordinated Natural Resources Conservation Fund to the State Conservation Commission. Senate Bill number 18, an act to authorize the Department of Agriculture to construct a 4-H exhibit hall in Huron and to make an appropriation therefore. Senate Bill number 19, an act to authorize the Department of Agriculture to construct a housing unit in Huron to make an appropriation therefore and to declare an emergency. Senate Bill 22, an act to make an appropriation for the construction and renovation of certain office buildings in Rapid City for the Department of Agriculture and declare an emergency. Senate Bill 27, an act to revise previous session laws related to the design, construction, and equipping of the Veterans Home near Hot Springs to make an appropriation, therefore, and declare an emergency. Senate Bill number 28, an act to revise the property tax levies for the general fund of the school district. Senate Bill 29, an act to authorize the Department of the Military to purchase land for use by the South Dakota Army National Guard and to make an appropriation, therefore, and to declare an emergency. An act to authorize the Department of Military to construct a border vehicle storage building in Sioux Falls to make an appropriation, therefore, and to declare an emergency. Senate Bill 31, an act to make an appropriation for the construction of a maintenance building and to authorize the raising of two buildings at the Star Academy in Custer County. Senate Bill number 51, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the application of the collection allowance credit for collecting a sales tax. Senate Bill number 1, an act to revise the provision regarding plugging and performance bonds for oil and gas wells and to repeal the supplemental restoration bond requirement. Senate Bill number 6, an act to determine whether factors affecting productivity should be applied if the actual use of agricultural land does not correspond to the soil classification standards. Senate Bill number 16, an act to authorize the brand board to establish a service fee for certain local inspections of livestock and to declare an emergency. Senate Bill 20, an act to revise the purpose of the agriculture mediation program. Senate Bill 21, an act to eliminate ownership of inspection for horses and mules. Senate Bill number 40, an act to require certain receipts of delivery to grain elevators be kept and establish certain penalties for overweight vehicles and trailers.
Thank you. The President announces the following assignments to Agriculture and Natural Resources, Senate Bills 1, 6, 16, 20, 21, and 40, to Appropriations 2, 8, 9, 10, 11, 17, 18, 19, 22, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, and 51, to Commerce 7, 12, 32, 52, to Education 3, 4, 5, 14, 15, Health and Human Services 23, 24, 25, 26, and 46, Judiciary, Senate Bills 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, and 43, State Affairs, Senate Bills 13, 33, 34, 44, 70, Senate Bill 50, Transportation, Senate Bills 41, 42, 45, 47, 48, and 49.
What do you have, just messages?
Okay. Thank you. Messages.
Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee for the purpose of arranging a joint session of the two houses to receive the message of the governor. Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee for the purpose of notifying the governor that the legislature is duly organized and ready to meet in joint session to receive any communications he may desire to make. Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to arranging for a joint session to receive the State of the Judiciary message from the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has appointed Representatives Wink, Cronin, and Bartling as a committee of three on the part of the House to meet with a like committee on the part of the Senate to arrange for a joint session of the two houses to receive the message of the governor. Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has appointed Representatives Swink, Cronin, and Bartling as a committee of three on the part of the House to meet with a like committee on the part of the Senate to notify the governor that the legislature is duly organized and ready to meet in joint session to receive any communications he may desire to make. Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has appointed Representatives Lust, Wink, Cronin, Bernie Hunhoff, and Bartling as a committee of five on the part of the House to meet with a committee of the three on the part of the Senate to arrange for a joint session of the Senate and House of Representatives to receive a message from the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has appointed Representatives Gosch, Lust, and Bernie Hunhoff as a committee of three on the part of the House to meet with a like committee on the part of the Senate relative to the joint rules for the 88th legislative session. Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has appointed Representatives Hansen, Munsterman, and Gibson as a committee of three on the part of the House to meet with a like committee on the part of the Senate to arrange for legislative days for the members, officers, and employees of the Senate and House. Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has appointed Representatives Gosch, Lust, and Bernie Hunhoff as a committee of three on the part of the House to meet with a like committee on the part of the Senate for the purpose of setting the compensation schedule of the elective and appointed officers and employees of the House and Senate for the 88th legislative session, pursuant to SDCL 258 with the full power to act, and that such compensation schedule be filed with the Director of the Legislative Research Council and State Auditor. Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has appointed Representatives Sly, Consett, and Parsley as a committee of three on the part of the House to meet with a like committee on the part of the Senate for the purpose of conferring with the Director of the Legislative Research Council in regard to making arrangements for the distribution of the official directory, House and Senate journals, bills, and other legislative printing for the two houses and the state offices with the full power to act. Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has appointed Representatives Craig, Hickey, and Feikert as a committee of three on the part of the House to meet with a like committee on the part of the Senate relative to securing chaplains for the 88th legislative session. Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has appointed Representatives Wick, Craig, Hickey, and Feikert as a committee of four on the part of the House to meet with a committee of three on the part of the Senate for a purpose of arranging for a memorial recognition of deceased former members of the House. All messages are signed by Arlene Kavislin, Chief Clerk.
That's it. Good.
That's our business for today. Announcements? Any announcements? Senator Valley.
There will be a joint transportation, House and Senate Transportation Committee meeting tomorrow at 9 o'clock in 413, which is the Judiciary Room, and we're going to be having a report by the Scene Safe Driving Task Force. And Senator Teason is going to be making that presentation, so they worked all summer on this, so it's going to be a joint meeting. We'd appreciate it if you'd want to come. Thank you.
What's the time again?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. Thank you. Senator Tiedemann.
Thank you, Mr. President. Tomorrow morning, the Joint Appropriations Committee will be starting budget hearings. We have Game, Fish, and Parks starting at 8 o'clock. Thank you.
Thank you. Senator Johnston.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
We're going to start off Senate Ed tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock and 4:23 with a presentation by the South Dakota Board of Regents.
Thank you. Senator Holeen.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Commerce and Energy will meet tomorrow, 10 a.m., in room 423 for an informational meeting, Department of Revenue, and some others coming.
Thank you. Senator Teason.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Judiciary Committee will have a short organizational meeting at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, 4:13.
Thank you. Senator Bogolka.
Thank you, sir. The Birth Matters folks, the folks that had the luncheon today down in the rotunda, are having an informational meeting at 4 p.m. today down at the Visitor Center near the lake, just down the hill here. Informational meeting about two bills they are planning on submitting this year. Thank you.
Any announcements? Any other announcements? Madam Secretary.
Senator Bogolka moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We are adjourned. 1:30 is joint session. 1:30 is joint session, please. Thank you.